BWA Mobile.
TR Mobile.
About that? K4 BWA.
Hello, Steve. How are you doing this morning, my friend?
Tell you what, Tom, I have got to get out to a point I can just absolutely stop that four-letter word.
You chill out, though. shoot. Well, just coming back from taking Bernice to her eye doctor follow-up appointment. She has 2016, Steve.
Bye.
I thought, man, oh, man. Isn't that wonderful?
Up until about I turned about 50 years old, I used to have 20/15 in both eyes. And man, I tell you what, now, at anything greater than 10 feet, I'm still 20/20. But anything from 10 feet in, all you're going to do is make a shadow.
Excited. I was myopic. And I've been called a lot of other things too, I'm sure, but I was nearsighted. And I had nearsightedness so bad I couldn't read the big E on the eye chart there for a while, Steve.
Well, were glasses effective, adequately effective?
Yeah, they were corrected to 20/20. No problem. I could see out to about a foot, kind of like the inverse of what you have. But now I got 20/20. So I think one eye is just a teeny bit off of that, but I passed the driver's test and all that, no glasses. And just been tickled to death with it. Had laser surgery done about, 3-4 years? Couple of years, 2 years ago. Don't regret it one bit.
For the most part, it was a radiokeratotomy, wasn't it?
Oh, no, that's ancient, Steve. They haven't done that for years. No, they can correct astigmatism and the whole nine yards. It's called femto. It's a femto laser, so it'd be 10 to the minus 12, I guess, and I don't know if that's the pulse width or what. You have to tell me. You're the expert.
I didn't know they had gone that far. That's something else. Well, that's good, then. That means they could pretty much correct about anything. Well, I wonder if they could correct my close-in vision.
My Clemson eye is wonderful. I had went to Costco's for quite some time for my regular glasses, and one day they had a substitute ophthalmologist in there, and I said, "Hey, I've never been able to do this in my life because I couldn't afford it for one thing." And I said, "I want to get my eyes done, but I want the best because I don't like anybody messing with my eyes." And he'd been a doctor for like 35 years and had his own practice in downtown Greenville. And he said, "I'd go to Dr. Glaser, G-L-A-S-E-R, kind of spelled like Glasser. And, but there's, I think, four of them there that are just extremely good. And it's quite the clinic, let me tell you. It's down here at Pelham Road and in Greenville. Very easy to get to. Great big place. And today they had four doctors working, for example. And he said, if it was my eyes, he says, that's where I'd go. And so that's where I went and never blinked. I mean, they've been wonderful. And the surgery itself, I bet you didn't take 10 minutes, Steve.
Do one at a time, or did they do them both at the same time and let you run around with patches, or what?
So that they use a patch anymore. My neighbor had that done years ago on cataracts, and he got a detached retina after the surgery, and he didn't know it. And when you have a detached retina, the main thing is the time that you get back to the doctor. The quicker you get back, the more recovery they can do. And he lost sight in that eye completely. And they done it down in Tulsa at a med center. But, no, I did one eye, and then, what was it, Bernice? A week later, they did your other eye? Something like that. About 3 weeks. And they do it down at Piedmont Surgery Center, which is out there by that Kmart Plaza there on the west side of Greenville.
About that. I may be a little bit scratchy. I'm under an awning making a deposit at the bank. How am I?
I got you. Withdraw a little for us.
Tell you what, I'm going back to the house and I'm going to work on my little room and I'm going to run some sheetrock mud and I'm just going to play the rest of the day.
Roger. Well, you know, I don't discuss certain things on the radio very much, but I'm working up a load for a 357, and I don't have one. All I got is a 38 special. You don't happen to have a 357, do you?
No.
I might just have you bring that over, and we'll chronograph it and test it after I get done. I just started last night thinking on it. I didn't want to use up my unique if I didn't have to. I thought I'd fix up about 10 packages of that and send it back with my daughter. She's coming down for Mother's Day. And you can carry ammunition on the airplane, no problem. I've done it, and so's Hal. And I thought I'd just send that to him as a gift, but I thought I'd use 2400 in it, which is a slow burning. And instead of my unique, because you know how things are scarce nowadays.
You ain't kidding. So what is it you want me to do now?
Oh, just come over and we'll go out in the backyard and test it. I got a chronograph there. It'll measure the speeds and we'll look at the pressures and stuff and see if it's satisfactory. I got a brand new Spear manual and a brand new Hornaday manual. And so I double check them and then I never load max. I load down. It'll be about 1280 FPS.
Well, yeah, I need to get this one out and shoot it. It is a first generation Ruger. Back in the 70s when they first issued them, you know, they could be dropped and firing pin would set off a cartridge. And they had to bring them in, according to safety standards, they had to bring them all back in and put in a floating hammer and they'd modify them for you. Well, this one is one of those, and I even got the original 9mm cylinder that went with it, but it has never been modified.
In 0TR. Oh, that's fine, Steve. I shot a million rounds through 44 Super Blackhawks and such, and I've shot Security Sixes, and you name it. I had a Security Six for a while. You're too noisy, though, with a 4-inch barrel and 357, so I got rid of it. But I give my Model 27 Smith that I've been giving my guns away for years, and I give that Model 27 to my son-in-law up in Michigan, so I don't have one anymore. And pressures being what they are, and of course you can't shoot those in a 38. But or we could come up there to your place if you got a place to shoot. But I got a range and a picnic table and all of that stuff, so it'd be very easily. Well, just right out there where you picked up that wood, only down there beyond it.
You just let me know when you want to do it. Now, I'm a little bit light on 357 ammunition, so I can reload it, but I'm not going to go dropping a whole bunch of rounds. Probably 12 rounds is all I'd want to put through it of my stuff.
Oh, you don't have to shoot any, Steve. I just want to test this load and make sure that the pressures aren't too great, and I'm sure they won't be, because they advise you not to use a Magnum primer, and I will not. And and I'll just use a CCI 500 or whatever, and it'll be a normal load, and it'll be under the max, so there's really no danger. But I always like to test them and chronograph them, see what the velocities are, but you can bring anything you want. I don't care, but I do not shoot high-powered rifles down there.
All right, I got a phone call. I'll be right back.
Okie doke. N0 TR. Clear for a few minutes.